that's not a situation that they can control. You know, very often things happen that cause hunger. It's hard for us to understand it here in Canada. There is some hunger in Canada also, but in some of those other countries, having been in Zimbabwe, just seeing how they function there, it's almost hard to see how people can live that way. And I like to eat, and I sure would like for everybody else to eat too, which is important.
Zimbabwe, it's one of those countries that has had a lot of economic issues recently with inflation and things like that. And go back to the 80s, it was apartheid, and there was definitely conflict over there. Have things settled down a little bit from what you could tell, or what was your impressions of Zimbabwe just from an outsider's point of view?
I believe they are on the right track and starting to get back things that would be normal. Like 2000, I guess, was really hard hit for them. The government actually took most of the white people off the land and took the land. That was a real blow to the whole economy there, because the white people were farmers, the black people were tradespeople, which helped out in many various areas, but they admit it. Don't put me on a piece of land because I don't know what to do. And so I think that politics plays a big part in it. Are they coming back to it? Like, a lot of them are starting to take training on how to farm. Many things that is happening, and even with the Canadian Food Greens Bank and the help of our Canadian government, some of the money that are being put toward it is helping these people get established and getting back on track to where they can produce food.
So what type of projects are being funded by Food Grains Bank money along with the help from the Canadian government?
Water projects. We did see a canal that they had built, channeling the water down the mountainside to a fairly large bean and corn production project, which was really encouraging, the amount of people involved in it and the amount of people that they will be expecting to feed from it, close to 1,000 people just from this little project, which should help them keep going and produce more food in the future. There's also a lot of help from an organization there. They help the men and women. A lot of the work is done by women, but they're trying to get the men involved also to help the women get the land back into production with cover crops. They grow a lot of corn there, so that's looking after the corn and weeding it and making sure the weeds don't overgrow it and stuff like that, getting that back into production. So there is not only the production side of it, but also training men and women to work together in order to accomplish the same thing.
How large of farms are we talking about?
The ones that we saw were only about 3 hectares, so that's about 7-8 acres. So not large compared to Saskatchewan, but for them, it was huge.
Now, are there some other farmers that farm larger? Because you mentioned in 2000 that most of the farming was done by white people and then the land was taken away. What has happened since then? Have we seen the racial tensions ease a bit, or are there any large farms?
There are some larger farms. There are some church organizations that not only run the church, but they also have land which they produce. And they were the ones that we saw had larger irrigation systems. Personally, we did not meet those farms, but we did see them just driving by. And there's also the Chinese government is really coming into Zimbabwe. Some people are a little leery about it, but they are making their way into there and buying the land from the government, because the government owns most of the land. Mm-hmm. So they're buying the land and starting to produce food that way.
But that food may be going back to China.
See, that's some things that we didn't find out, or we didn't So that could also be,
For sure. Any special memories or impressions about your time in Africa? How long were you there?
We got there on March the 15th and we left on the 28th. So we were there basically 2 weeks. A couple of highlights. It is a beautiful country. There is no doubt about it. The amount of trees that grow there, like, is just phenomenal. And the different species of trees and flowers, and it's a really beautiful country. I guess it doesn't get that cold there, so they bloom all year round. One other thing I guess we did see was the mountainous areas. There is some really rich soil in between some of the mountain areas, great for growing crops. So if they get the rains on the right time, they can really produce a lot of good food. So that I found really encouraging. And I guess then the last day, just before we left there, we got to go see Victoria Falls, which is one of the world's biggest falls. That was a sight to see.
Yeah, not too many people get to see that from this part of the world, so that must have been pretty interesting. How hot was it when you were over there? Was it like really hot or?
The first week we were there was fairly good, like during the day, 25, 28. The second week we were there, it was between 30 and 35. So said it was coming more to their winter. It was supposed to be cooling down a little bit, but it sure was warm there. And they hadn't had rain there now. Well, when we left there, it was over 3 weeks. They had not had any rain.
I'm assuming in some areas it would be humid, so that would be fairly rare that they would go that long without rain.
Yeah. The east side is definitely more mountainous with better soil. But the further west you got, the drier it got, the sandier it got. The land itself, you could tell it was just not great producing land for growing a bunch of crops and food production. But the east side in the mountains, there's a lot of potential there for producing enough food.
Did you go there on a Food Grains delegation, or did your wife go with you, or were you the only one from your area, or?
I was the only one from Saskatchewan. My wife did not go with me. It was through the Canadian Food Grains Bank. They sent out an invite that they were having this learning tour. And so I applied for it and I was accepted. There was 10 other colleagues from across Canada that went. And then we had the lady from head office, one of the ladies, she was our leader. And her helper was the coordinator, just like Rick does in Saskatchewan. He was from BC.
Was this your first international learning tour, or had you been on ones before?
No, I have never been on a learning tour before. It was my first one. I was really, really nervous to do it, but I am very thankful that I got the privilege to take this opportunity and go out and see what, not only what the Canadian Food Grains Bank does in other countries, but just to realize how good we actually have it here in Canada.